Welcome to the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Welcome to ITSP Magazine Podcast Radio. Join us on our journey into the past, the present, and the future as we explore the relationship between technology and humanity. Together, we are going to find out what it means to live in a society where everything is connected and the only constant is change. Knowledge is power, now more than ever. BugCrowd's award-winning platform combines actionable contextual intelligence with the skill and experience of the world's most elite hackers to help leading organizations identify and fix vulnerabilities, protect customers, and make the digitally connected world a safer place. Learn more at bugcrowd.com. Devo unlocks the full value of machine data for the world's most instrumented enterprises. The Devo Data Analytics Platform addresses the explosion in volume of machine data and the crushing demands of algorithms and automation. Learn more at devo.com.
All right, Marco.
John, talking about old friend, but not old. I mean, an old acquaintance.
unique situation where we know very well the organization.
True.
Lena Alkina and Lisa Hawk and many others. And we're meeting new friends through that organization. So this is a cool moment, right?
And, absolutely.
The organization is WISP.org. So it's Women's Security and Privacy. And we have Selena Rice and Irene Moe joining us. It's a pleasure to meet you both.
It's good to meet you too.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And so what we like to do with this is kind of get a view into who you are first and your passion for security and privacy and the organization you're part of. And then we'll go from there. So Selena, we'll start with you. What do you do on a day-to-day basis?
So I'm actually not a security professional. I am a scientist. I work at the Carnegie Institution for Science as a biocurator. I ended up at WISP just through volunteering and my passion for including more women and underrepresented people in the STEM fields in general. So WISP was a good fit for that. I'm one of the co-leads for the WISP Events Committee along with Alyssa Coley, who couldn't be here today.
Very cool. Expansion of the audience. I love it. And Irene.
Hi, my name is Irene. I am a senior associate at Alita Consulting, a boutique privacy and data security firm in the San Francisco Bay Area, which is owned by Alina Alkana, Kanisa Ahmed, and Alyssa Gennaro, three of the co-founders of WISP. And, you know, my story about WISP and how I got involved with Alita, my current position, sort of goes hand in hand. I'm from the Midwest where, you know, at the time I went to law school, there wasn't a lot of privacy in the field. So I had to use social media to do my outreach and networking in this field. And one of the first accounts that came up was Women in Security and Privacy. And I kept seeing the wealth of events and expertise that they had. And it really made me want to move out here and sort of accelerate my career. So through WISP, I, you know, started attending events once I moved to the Bay Area and got connected with the founders of Alita. And through those events, we were able to connect. And once they had an opportunity open, you know, because I think they saw me at a couple of WISP events, they had me in mind and reached out to me. And that's how I got my current job.
Fantastic. And we want to take this opportunity to maybe give, you know, look back and we're calling it Sparkle, Sean. It's like, what was that sparkle that ignited the need to have an organization as WISP? And also, as you say that, what is it you're focusing on right now? So maybe Selena, we'll start with you.
So as Irene mentioned, WISP is one of the first organizations to kind of link information security and privacy as fields and seeing how important that connection was going to be in the future. So that was really where WISP got started back in 2014. And for me, what I really liked about them, I first saw them at DEF CON and I knew absolutely nothing. But what for me was like the breadth of activities that they had and also how easy it was to become involved. And they make it very clear that you don't need to have any experience in information security or privacy to go to attend our events or to become involved, clearly, since I'm now a committee lead.
Great. And Irene, so what are you focusing on right now? I mean, we know it's been around, as you say, since 2014. We know that you've been growing really, really fast all over the world. So what is your main focus now?
So WISP's, you know, goal is always to advance women and underrepresented people in privacy and the DAS community field. And we've been doing that through local events. We now have chapters in San Francisco, DC, London, and Dublin, I think.
And Selena. New York.
And New York.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, and with everything being virtual, it's been really great because instead of, you know, only these local groups getting together, we've been able to put them online and reach the WISP community across the world, even. And that's been great. There's been lock picking events, social engineering events, to name a few. But in addition to that, we've also been focused on scholarships and financial assistance to attend conferences and get training and certificates. So previously, when things were, you know, we could travel for conferences, it was really hard to get, you know, women and people of color just in the room at some of these events. So not only did we provide, you know, money for actually attending the event, but we also provided some money so that people could travel to these events there. I was actually a RSA scholarship winner, and 6 months later, I was volunteering for WISP as their DEF CON lead. So that's sort of, you know, how quickly you can get involved in this event. But since everything's virtual, we've still been providing financial assistance to attendees conferences so that people can get the training they need. But we also had launched a new initiative in 2020 called Share the Mic in Cyber, which focuses on getting training and certificates fees to Black privacy and security professionals so that we can continue raising their voices and getting them training they need to enter into this field.
Yeah, so much giving back. And it's always a joy to see that activity on social media when these things start to happen, and and you can see folks really wanting to be part of the community and engage at the conferences. Hopefully we can all get back together in person soon and do more of that. I guess I want to make a comment, because what I like about WISP, among many things, is this connection to from security and privacy. And I think it's more than just protecting data and keeping it private. It's I view it as almost like you have the hacker hoodies on one side and the business on the other. And I think it brings those two things together as well. And I love that it's more than just security and privacy, even in that it's the broader STEM and technology world that you're bringing together. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's great to see the growth of the organization. I talked about social media, clearly a way to engage with you and others in the organization. What are the handles for social media, and what other ways can folks get involved? And do you need help with volunteering and other things as a chance to do a shout out and get some help?
We always need help with volunteering. So our Twitter handle is at WISPORG, WISPORG. And if you follow us there, that's where we have a lot of we interact with our community the most, is where we had our entire Share the Mic in Cyber event, essentially. That was all through Twitter. But you can also find us on the internet at www.wisporg.com. We have a newsletter, which is another great way to hear about our events and other announcements that we have. It's also a great way to volunteer. We'll send out that's the main way that we send out like volunteer requests. And you can find that sign up sheet also on our website, www.wisporg.com. But our membership is extremely informal. We accept anybody. So there's no fees or anything like that. If you're on our newsletter and you want to attend an event, sign up for the Eventbrite and you're in, basically. Yeah. And most of our events are free. Like the vast majority of them.
Open and welcoming.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And I love how I hear all these stories that with all that happened and the lack of in-person event, you have been actually all able to grow no matter what and take an opportunity to maybe even reach more people, as you say, Irene, that cannot make it eventually to this event and they can join online. So I see a future world that is a hybrid and a little bit more accessible for everyone. And please keep doing what you've been doing. It's really important for the community. And thank you so much for your time here.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
John, you remember new friends, old friends. This is somebody we've known for a while.
Exactly. And we get to travel to the island to have this chat.
I don't know. It would be nice, but there is no travel
location at the island. Virtual island for us.
There is no travel yet, unfortunately, but no. the time will come.
But our friend is real, and she is Tanya Janka. And we love Tanya. Tanya, it's so good to see you.
Hi, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Of course. It's our pleasure.
And so as we kick this off, we want to get to the organization, but for the one or two people who don't know you yet, just a little bit about yourself and what you're up to.
So I am more commonly known as She Hacks Purple, and I'm the founder of We Hack Purple, which is an academy and a podcast and a community. And basically, I am a giant nerd on the internet who is obsessed with helping people secure their software. Yep, DevSecOps, AppSec, all the things, I like to do them. And I'm known for what we're going to talk about today.
Love it.
Well, we're going to talk DevOps. About what you do.
DevSecOps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole. I'm just messing with you. But, I mean, there's so much that you can do. And we love that you're working in the AppSec space. The organization you're representing today, though, is much
broader. I am representing WoSec Women of Security. And I've worked in tech a long time, since the 90s. And every team almost ever that I've been on has just been men, all men and me. And I love men. Like, I really do. I'd say at least half my friends are dudes. But I also really like women. And I thought, what if I could have a whole bunch of women friends that actually know what the heck I'm talking about when I talk about work? Because I have lots of like female friends from all walks of life, but I'm like, wouldn't it be cool if I had security friends? And so my friend Donna and I decided that we would hold a brunch in Ottawa and we would make a meetup page. And then we would tell, so I'm like, we're going to invite Nancy and Katie. So then there's four of us. Those are all the women that I know in security in Ottawa. And then 22 women showed up the first month, and then 30 the next month. And then all of them were, I can't believe there's so many women. And then after tweeting about it on social media, this really cool lady from Kenya wrote me, her name's Judy. And she said, I want what you have. I want to have that too. I want to make one. How do I do it? And I was like, yeah, Judy, let's do this. And so it's hard to find space in Kenya. And I worked for Microsoft then. So I convinced that office to give her space. And then this really cool woman named Duha from Vancouver said, I like this. I want to do this too. And then it turned out that lots of women wanted to do it. And then I met Chloe Mustagi. And that lady, it's like rockets are attached to her. And she's like, let's explode this org so everyone can have lots of women friends that work in security. And there's lots of women in security types of groups, but most of them were concentrated on certain types of learning or certain types of activity. And I was like, what if I just want to go have a glass of wine and bitch about my day? What if I want to attend a meetup where I know that it's 100% men that are going and I feel intimidated and I want to bring a bunch of other women with me? Because that's also how it started. So I wanted to go to a Capture the Flag, but I felt too chicken to go by myself. So I put this thing on LinkedIn and said, does anyone else want to go with me? And then 11 women or 10 plus me said yes. And so we ended up making two teams and we sat next to each other and we do little dances when we got flags and we wore cute party outfits and like dressed up and had like this super fun time. And we ended up getting in the news twice, which I found somewhat funny because they're like, oh my gosh, women showed up at a security event. What's going on? And so it's less intimidating if there's some people that feel like you are there. And yeah. So we started, you know, we call it crashing an event, but we RSVP and follow their code of conduct and are extremely polite and buy tickets. And we have like these kind of lunches where we hang out and we all pay for our own lunch and we have tea and coffee or drinks or whatever. And then we have kind of like little learning workshops where we'll get together and one of us will teach the rest of us something.
So let me ask you this. I mean, because...
Okay.
This is fantastic. And of course, you're highlighting one of the reasons why this group are started. And we heard already 11 or 12 of these stories as we're recording this. And it's just, you know, you see a need and you're like, hey, if nobody else is doing it, you know what? I'll do it. And that's what you did. Now, tell us a little bit of how it evolved maybe and what are you focusing more in these days? Or if that's why you're focusing what you just said, I'm cool with that. But yeah, you have space to maybe see also not just what you're doing, but what are you looking in to do? So you're going to move this?
So we just became a nonprofit officially, which was a lot of work, just like everyone told us it would be. But we have this amazing woman named Kara, and she did an awesome job and like led the charge. And now that we're a nonprofit, I guess we're doing like a little bit more paperwork, and then we're a nonprofit for like everywhere and then tax receipts and all that. And so that's like one part of like a big project that we were doing. Another part is, so we want to break up with meetup.com. So we pay thousands of dollars because we have 34 chapters around the world and is a fortune. So we're moving to this platform called tribe.so. So if you go to WOSEC, so that's WOSEC.tribe.so, like significant other, you can join us there. Again, to repeat, it's for women and non-binary and non-gender conforming types of folks. I love men, but I'm sorry, this space is not for you. And we've had lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of men try to argue that they should be allowed to join us. And well, I'm an ally, so I'm allowed in. And sometimes being the best ally is respecting someone's boundary, right? And so gently and respectfully, we draw this boundary. But I guess like when you go to a networking event, sometimes there's not like the close friendships that can happen. And that's, I guess, what we're trying to concentrate on is like helping women form like long lasting professional friendships and relationships, because that's the type of thing that gets you ahead in your career and also like makes you love your career and makes you want to stay in tech. And a lot of places are all focusing on trying to get tons and tons of women into tech. And it's like, well, we'd like to make sure you want to stay because it's awesome. And yeah.
I love that. And I like the word friendship, because a true friend is somebody that's there for you, right? Versus just a regular old network connection that I mean.
And another important thing that you said, and I absolutely agree, I've been agreeing for this for a long time, is not just hiring and inviting, is to be retaining and be supportive of each other. And this is a lesson that goes for organization and for business and for everything else in life, actually, to be honest, even a circle of friend. So with this, we're running out of our time, unfortunately, because we're really doing like these little bites of introduction, and we want people to join, people that are looking for a community such as that to join. So where, just repeat where they can do that.
Yes. So if you just want to see our website and learn about more and you're not sure how you feel yet, go to womenofsecurity.com, just spelled out right like that. And then if you think, you know what, I'm ready. Go to WOSEC. So that's WOSEC.tribe with a B dot S-O, like significant other.
Perfect.
That's not what it stands for. It's just then people know.
It's memorable. It's memorable. I like it.
You tied it to the breakup from Mia or whatever.
find your own way. And I definitely support the idea that sometimes the best way to support is to give space and respect that. And
yes,
many times, unfortunately, people tend to forget that. So, Tanya, thank you so much. Looking forward to see you in person next time. But so
yes,
as far as now goes, we really appreciate you being on his.
Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Marco.
Bye.
Marco.
John, all the way in the UK.
I was going to say, we traveled a few miles for this one.
Yeah. Wish I could have really traveled, but that's a different story.
Virtual travel to meet somebody new.
Yeah. Exciting. Yeah.
We get to, love it. We get to meet Cassie Cage from Gate Breachers. Cassie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So as a new friend, why don't we start with you? Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to jump into who you represent.
Sure. So my name is Cassie, and I founded Gate Breachers. Right now, I'm an information security analyst. And in my spare time, I also enjoy helping other people and providing them opportunities. We actually just gave someone the CISSP exam fee through Gate Breachers, which is really exciting because, you know, that is definitely something that can help open doors for people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I presume we'll touch on that and other things that you're working on. Let's go back to the beginning. You founded this. You have the best story for why you started Gate Breachers. Tell us.
So Gate Breachers was founded in August of 2019 after I unfortunately experienced some online harassment from somebody that I consider to be my mentor. So I definitely recognized having the need to have a safe space for women to be able to empower each other, and I decided to create one. So at Gate Breachers, we help underrepresented genders overcome these barriers to entry into the cybersecurity field.
And that's sad to hear, but very important to know that you and other people in the community are doing something about it. And to talk a little bit more about the organization, how do you actually achieve this goal? I mean, do you have some particular initiative and something maybe coming up in the near future that you want to share with us?
Yes, so definitely. When we had just founded Gate Breachers, we actually had a focus group. So in our focus group, we decided to focus on strategies that would help improve the cybersecurity community. And we had identified several opportunities that we could create for scalable change. So some of these opportunities include forming resource groups specific for women to provide peer-to-peer mentoring, workshops and training, and increasing the visibility of successful women to serve as role models in the cybersecurity field. We also thought that we could provide real supportive validation and constructive feedback. So Gate Breachers' mission is to foster gender diversity, equity, and inclusion through mentoring, professional development, community outreach, and our strategies include providing resume reviews, providing mentorship opportunities, interview preparation, career guidance, and resources such as the CISSP exam. We've given away Humble Bundles before, and we actually have updated our featured women page on the Gate Breachers website. So I had interviewed a bunch of women last year, and they're talking about their journeys. They're talking about resources for other women. So I definitely wanted to create a platform to show other women that we can achieve our dreams and we can be successful in this industry.
Yeah, I love it. And there was at least one face that I recognized on the feature page there.
Awesome.
And, but again, so many more that I hadn't seen, which I think is really cool because there are so many amazing women out there doing really incredible things. And I'm pleased to see that you're highlighting them, but then also using your organization to not just highlight, but to actually give folks a safe place to have conversations and to learn and to grow and to get the feedback they need to take those next steps, right?
Thank you.
So gatebreachers.org, how do you want people to get involved? What do you need? What can they do to help? What can they do to absorb what you offer?
So we are always looking for volunteers. I've had, you know, several people asking how they can help, if they want to provide mentorship. We've definitely connected a few people, whether you want to, if your niche is red teaming or blue teaming or incident response. And then if you want to participate in being a featured woman, use the contact form in the contact webpage on our website. We have Discord, we have Slack, we're on LinkedIn, Twitter, of course. So I will probably be the one reaching out. It comes straight to my email. So yeah, I mean, if you have any questions, you know, I'm on Twitter, so you can reach out to me, reach out on the webpage, and we will be happy to respond.
Yeah, and what is beautiful about this overall introduction that we're doing to this 13 organization is that there is one for every size. So there is the really big one that are all over the world already and they've been existing for a long time, of course, and the new one like yours that we want to help and spread the word about because each single one brings so much value to the community. So, Cassie, thank you very much for your time. We hope that you'll get a lot of connection through this. And good luck with everything. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Devo unlocks the full value of machine data for the world's most instrumented enterprises. The Devo Data Analytics Platform addresses the explosion in volume of machine data and the crushing demands of algorithms and automation. Learn more at Devo.com. BugCrowd's award-winning platform combines actionable contextual intelligence with the skill and experience of the world's most elite hackers to help leading organizations identify and fix vulnerabilities, protect customers, and make the digitally connected world a safer place. Learn more at BugCrowd.com. We hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you learned something new and this story made you think, then share ITSPmagazine.com with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to associate your brand with our conversations, sponsor one or more of our podcast channels. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society.